Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. From the New York Times this morning, Alan, Attorney General Jeff Sessions defended himself against a recent attack by President Trump, who questioned his leadership. While an attorney general, he said the actions of the Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations. And we're also hearing that the Republicans are responding to this, saying basically Sessions will be gone after the midterms.
David, I want to get to that. I want to get to it right away because it is so important. But first, I think we all, and I know you agree with this, want to say that we're thinking about our brethren in Hawaii on the other side of the country. And we know what they're going through. We've had some of these rainstorms ourselves. Our Linda got flooded out, and that was just minorly compared to what the people in Hawaii are going through right now. And just because you're on the other side of the country doesn't mean we're not all in this together. So now let me move from that, if I may, to your very important question about Jeff Sessions. Sessions' head has been on the block since day one. The president has now said, look, I appointed him because of his political loyalty. He should have gotten out once he realized he couldn't do the job. And the Republicans, of course, don't know what to do. There are a lot of Senate seats which hang in the balance. We know that the House of Representatives may flip. And so they have to decide what to do. Sessions had a very exhausted look on his face as he uttered the words that sooner or later the president was entitled to have the person he wanted in the job. Yes, but not if, in fact, he did the responsible thing. He handed off to Rosenstein. As you know, David, I've been saying it from day one when a lot of people cast derision on me. We'll have to fire Mueller. And in order to fire Mueller, you got to fire Sessions. If you fire Sessions, you got to fire Rosenstein. And then you fire Mueller. It's as simple as ABC. So we have a president who has basically sullied his reputation. He is a misogynist. There's no question about it. And he has been from day one in all of this because, as Freud said, character doesn't change and his character is not changing. So this guy is really now on a precipice of failure. We have David Pecker turning on him now, one more person saying he did know indeed about the payoffs to the women, and the circle is tightening.
Do you believe, as the Washington Post puts in its headline, critics fear Trump's attacks are inflicting lasting damage on the justice system?
Without question, I do. This is a self-styled law and order president, David. And yet, when it comes to law and order, he has done nothing to preserve the concept that his own Justice Department, his own Republicans, who he appointed to these jobs, his own FBI, who he fired, the former FBI guy, put his own guy in place and is now deprecating all that they are doing. It's extraordinary. When Sessions decided to fight back, I had the feeling that he knew that his time was limited and that this president had sullied his reputation and that of the Justice Department, and he was ready not to bear any more of it. And so he spoke up. I think that may be because his days are numbered and he knew it. He was on his way to the White House when he said it. Clearly, the president is in bad shape. But the problem for Sessions is that the Republicans up to now have been saying of their former Senate colleague they wouldn't stand for it. Now you have Lindsey Graham, the advance guard, going out there and say, well, maybe we will.
Fascinating article in the New York Times about the president's vocabulary, Alan. The president's words were reminiscent of a time replete with shady businessmen and mob-linked politicians, raffish types with unscrupulous methods and uncertain loyalties. Even have people in it like James Comey talking about how it felt to be in this sort of loyalty room with the president.
Well, yeah, you know, CEOs often demand loyalty. They want loyalty. They say, I hired this person and this person has been disloyal to me. Therefore, I want them out of here. Now, sometimes they're right. Look, sometimes, you know, there are people who decide that they're going to advance on power for good or bad reasons. But sometimes they are just wrong and it's unhealthy. And when the word goes out that if you in any way don't do what a president wants, you're toast, then you're out. And we have seen it again and again as top people, some good, some bad, have been toppled from this administration.
Let's talk New York State for a second, Alan. In the wake of these convictions on the federal level, Governor Cuomo yesterday called on the legislature to close a loophole that would make it difficult for the state to bring criminal charges against anyone issued a pardon by President Trump.
Look, David, there's no question that we have a federal system, and a federal system means we have a federal government, we have a state government. That's one of the brilliant parts of the United States Constitution. Usually the Supreme Court, Marbury versus Madison, which we've all studied from the very beginning, starts to side with the federal government. Nevertheless, the ability of the state to go after Trump for his violations of state law is very important. And the importance here is that he can't pardon people in the state. So when Cuomo calls on the legislature in his battle with Trump, and he has decided that his main adversary is going to be Trump, maybe this is his way of declaring his interest in the presidency if he wins the governorship. But this is just one more example of that commitment to going after Trump, which in New York State is extraordinarily popular.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. And as you pointed out in the beginning, we have our hearts out for those folks in Hawaii who are experiencing quite a storm.
Indeed we do, David, and thanks for all you do. So appreciative.
You too, and everyone have a great weekend.